going to be a rough interview.
I probably don't have anything really more exciting to say than you've already heard. So,
well,
no pressure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to hear about you reteaming with Teamer.
That is what I would call strategic.
Do you see? You can get. You're not a fan.
Huh?
You're not a fan? We don't have the same pair. Come
have
on.
You lost your mind? I'm not a fan. I'm an idiot.
So you don't have the same one? Okay.
No. I'm scared. I'd be really terrified. Yeah. But I applaud you.
Then go.
Mm-hmm. So
this is a private conversation.
I am so thrilled to see you and Teamer re-team again after Wanted. What is the working relationship and the magic between the two of you that made you want to come back and work with them again and on a film that is vastly different than what we've seen from him in the past?
Well, we'll start off with a sort of a mutual admiration, mm-hmm. respect. He's very respectful as a director. I like that in him. I don't know, he has this kind of otherworldly vision, you know. And we talked about the film, and he was telling me what he wanted to do with the film. Why do it again? Do it again because there is more story to tell than has been told on film. And this is like, what, four incarnations of the film. Mm-hmm. The first one in 25. And then it was a 1959 version. Somebody did one on the stage. That was
there's an animated one.
There's an animated one. So everybody, people would say, "Well, why keep telling this story? We keep telling this story. It keeps being told because it does resonate with audiences." You know. Pardon me. I just had guacamole in it. And I think the more ways you can think of to present it to a wide audience, the better it's going to continue to resonate. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff in this story that kind of informs us as humans, you know? The idea of redemption, of tolerance, of forgiveness, of love, of all of that makes us want to be better people. You know, I want to do that. I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to look my neighbor in the eye and say, "I really love you." You know. All right. Maybe not love.
Is that part of why you chose to actually do this project? Because at this point in your incredible career, you have earned the ability to sort of maybe pick and choose what you want to work with and what you don't want to work with. So, you know, when you got this script or when you got this offer, why did you choose, like, "I absolutely want to be a part of, you know, remaking this incredible film"?
It's a great question.
Thank you.
Well put.
Thank you.
The bottom line is, it's a job. I heard this story, maybe it's apocryphal, but I don't think it is. It was this old actor who, the last night that he was alive, he went to bed and he wrote a note to himself. Find work. That's really what we do. We look for work. When you're as lucky as I am, every now and then something extraordinary comes your way. And that's, aside from the fact that you're going to make a ton of money, is the idea that you're also going to be working with extraordinary people on every level of this business, from the writer all the way to the focus puller. You know, extraordinary. Where's the no in that?
Absolutely. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Jack has said that you are the...
I can't hear a word you say.
You can't hear me?
No.
Are you distracted?
I'm very distracted.
I know. So Jack has said that you are the epitome of just a cool dude. Do you feel like a cool dude? And secondly, who do you look at that you're like, that is a cool guy? I want to be friends with him. I like him.
Jack Houston.
I mean, I agree.
You've seen about a prettier than that guy?
No. They all know.
Golly,
he knows.
Golly, he is good looking.
I know it.
He is. I'm going to tell you. I forget how handsome this guy is.
Do you feel cool? Do you feel like a cool guy? Like
cool.
The guy that everybody is like, he's the coolest, like Jack says.
No.
Why?
No, I think if I felt like I was like a really cool guy, I wouldn't be thought of as such a cool guy.
You have a great voice.
There you go. Okay, and I can't go around doing that either. You know? I would say, aren't you? Yes.
Did Rodrigo go to you for any advice?
Nobody comes to me for any advice. I mean, these are not people who are coming to work, not knowing what the hell they're doing.
Right, but as one divine to another, did he try to get any advice from you?
No. I mean, divine is not that hard to play. You want to know the truth of the matter. Give me a definition of divine.
Holy? Like just looked up upon?
You're using the same. Looked upon. Looked up to. That isn't what divinity is. Divine is transcendence. You have to get there. Yeah. Now, and I don't know if any of us really manages that.
Some sound better, though.
Well, that's fine. We would say, well, you played God. How did you prepare for that?
I know, right?
go to church, maybe? I don't know. Read the freaking script. That's how you prepare. So, no, I divine what is...
Sure.
That's what you're going to decide. That I won't decide it for myself in terms of divinity.
Sure.
Did you pull it off? Yeah, I believed you.
Like you say, it's a job. So when you're going, if that's the role that you're supposed to play, we just use our imagination of what that person would be like.
Everybody writing that down. It, right. Oh, you're right. Yeah. I don't think as actors we have that much to worry about. The person who has done the work, the person who put all of that on a piece of paper, and all you have to do is lift it off. They have to sit down in front of a blank piece of paper somewhere and fill it up. That's where we owe all of our kudos and thank yous.
In this day and age, you know, I love the movie. This movie's theme. So in this day and age, where people trying to build walls, it seems like forgiveness is needed more and more these days. What is your take on that? You know, compassion, tolerance, all the good stuff that this movie represents. Do you think it'll resonate?
Well, hopefully it'll resonate. We don't.
Everybody's angry right now.
Thank you. Yeah. We think we're living in a world that really is in need of these kinds of attitudes towards each other. Sorry. I get carried away sometimes. But the hope always when you do something like this, and Timur, as I said in the beginning, was very clear about what he wanted to try and bring out. Which is not something not in the story. It is the actual original story. The chariot race is so such a draw that I think most of the time that people have just worked toward that. And in this case, Timo was very clear about wanting to have more going on than just that. What are we going to come away from this movie with? Oh man, what, the chariot race? No, that would be part of it, but it won't do the whole trick. So.
We're in an election year this year.
Yeah. Are we?
We are.
Who's being elected?
Do you look at America's future with hope?
Huh?
Do you look at America's future with hope?
What did he say?
With hope.
With hope. Do you look at the future of America with hope?
Always. This is America. That's what America means. Hope. Yeah, we're always gonna pull through. Eventually, we're always gonna realize. Always, we are gonna realize that we really are, as a people, on God's side.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Morgan. Is there anything you want to say about my pants?
About your pants?
Yes.
Wear them, baby.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Bye. No, no.
Oh, no.